Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this hour, and I am very excited to have a wonderful, wonderful person on with me today, Miss Sylvia Puentes. So first and foremost, welcome, Sylvia. Welcome, welcome. And Sylvia is a magical, magical woman. I'm just so blessed to have known her for several years now. And she creates a lot of magic and sparkle wherever she goes. She is an Access Consciousness certified facilitator, which is how I met her at one of the most amazing classes. I don't remember exactly which one, but she's just always got such an amazing presence and kindness about her. She also, so she's a facilitator and she travels the world facilitating, and she's also the event coordinator for Access Consciousness in the Americas. And so she's a busy lady, as you can imagine, and she loves empowering people to discover and rediscover their gifts and their voice in life and business. And our conversation today is around the willingness to be brilliant. So,
yes, it is. What a topic.
What a topic indeed. Yes. So Sylvia, tell us a little bit about what that is, even it for you in your life.
Well, it's interesting, you know, I have been, I say, playing with the Access Consciousness tools for now like 10 years. And, you know, growing up, we don't always have people in our lives that acknowledge the brilliance, just the gift that we be. Mm-hmm. And throughout these 10 years, it really has been more of me acknowledging it for me. And that's the gift that Access Consciousness has been, is empowering people to know that they know, but really where you can be that for you. So, you know, this topic is amazing because I haven't been willing to be acknowledge my brilliance. I think for the most part have denied that, refused that in so many ways because, you know, it's so much easier and more fun to look at everything that's wrong and that you haven't done and you could do but aren't doing. And I say that somewhat jokingly, but yet that's where most of us live, is in the wrongness of us, of where we're falling short, what we haven't accomplished, and yet we are not taking a moment to acknowledge the gift and the brilliance that we be that's so different. And really where, you know, I get to see people all around the world open up to a space where they have more gratitude for themselves, this ease of being and knowing that there's possibilities available that they didn't know before. So the willingness to be brilliant for me has been this journey of like, what's right about me I'm not getting. And this is one of the, you know, many incredible tools of Access where you start to shift your perspective from the wrongness of you, the things you've, you know, judged as, you know, bad, terrible, and awful about you, to begin to go, okay, so I'm clear about that list. what if I was to look at it differently and actually ask myself, what's right about me? I'm not kidding. And what gift am I in the world that I have not acknowledged? And this is that space where you get to be that with you. And once you have that with you, no one can take it away.
Well, so, thank you so much for that. That really is beautiful. And so when you started asking yourself, what gift are you that you've never acknowledged, what did that actually create for your life?
Well, it's almost like we're walking, you know, in our everyday lives, thinking that everyone is like us, that everything, the way we be is just, that's not, you know, something valuable. It's just like, well, isn't everyone aware of that? Isn't everyone, you know, like that? I remember this one moment. I was hiking, you know, up in Northern California, where I've grown up most of my life. And I was hiking, and it was a beautiful day, and the trees and the sunlight with the shade. And I looked down, and I started to look at all the rocks. And I started to look at their shape and their colors. And there was this space of, like, gratitude. I was like, wow, look at all these rocks. And it might sound silly, but it was this moment of like, whoa, wait a moment. If I'm being grateful for the rocks, I might be a person with a lot more gratitude than I've acknowledged. So it was this moment for me going, I may function from gratitude way more than I have really ever allowed myself to acknowledge. And it was that moment, it was just me by myself, but that moment that I started to then look around in my life, but, oh, I do live from gratitude. Well, doesn't everyone? And no, not everyone does. And it could be that a simple thing like that, where you start to notice what's different about you, that you're with you all the time that you don't get to see. But when you stop judging yourself and actually see the difference of you, it's almost like, for me, it gave me more space. It's like, oh, I do live from that space. There is something I know about the gratitude. And when you have gratitude, judgment can't exist. So I started to really acknowledge the little judgments that I have in my world and what that contributes to the people around me and to the planet. So the willingness to be brilliant is the willingness to have that moment with yourself where we're taught, oh, you're being egotistical, you're bragging, it's all about you. And it's like, well, what if you gave yourself that space and that's not a wrongness? You know, so many of us are waiting for someone else to acknowledge it and see it and validate something. And yet it's like when you have that for yourself, it really truly is a gift. And I'm grateful, too, with this topic, the willingness to be brilliant. Dr. Dane here, you know, the co-creator of Access, had said something to me last year, and he said, you know, you're brilliant. And I noticed the refusal in my world that came up. Mm. And I was, don't say that. And he said it again. And I was cheered. And I thought, wow, there is so much charge here. And it's like, wow, how much are we refusing our brilliance, our gift, our talent, our beauty? And I thought, wow, I got to really see through this few words that he shared with me how much I was refusing to acknowledge and claim that for myself. Mm. And it's still unraveling every day, but it's like, wow, where are we putting our attention? To see the brilliance of us or to grow that long list of the wrongness thing, you know, wrongness of us. So it's just a whole different perspective.
It truly is. And so I wonder, you know, when you realize that you were unwilling, you know, in that moment, like you didn't want to have him say those words to you, what did you do to change that?
Well, it's interesting, and this is the gift. You know, I've attended many Access classes, and like you said, we met in one of those many incredible classes. And there's just many questions and processes that come up. But it's almost like you begin to uncover a little more each time. But there was something that was, and I think this was actually Brendan Watts. And he said, you know, he said something that was just kind of in passing. He goes, that's okay. You don't choose to change or, you know, the planet doesn't change. And I was like, whoa, wait a moment. That's not okay for me. That is not okay. And so to actually begin to go, wow, what if each one of us and what we're choosing every day impacts the planet? And there is this desire for me to have a greater planet, a planet with no judgment, a planet where we have more allowance, a planet where there is an energy of gratitude and we're in the question of what we can create greater and more by what we choose every day and who we choose to be. So with that demand and, you know, demanding for there to be way more consciousness on the planet, I demand of me to constantly be in the question of what am I choosing right now and what's that creating? So noticing the resistance and the refusal of the brilliance that Dr. Dane was acknowledging, it's like, wow, it's almost like I was with the energy, and I still have since last year. We're talking at least 5 months, maybe six, that I've been with this awareness of, wow, how much more brilliant am I that I haven't acknowledged? And I invite you guys all to ask that, like, how much more brilliant are you? And that you haven't been willing to see, acknowledge, hear, I mean, all you can use as many senses as you like. And so it's not like I've arrived at something, but I am in the question and the demand to receive that, be that, have that, and invite the world more to that.
And what, you know, when you made that demand, like, you know what, actually, this is going to change for me, it's not okay, then what did that invite into your life? You know, what did you see start changing for you with that request that, no, I'm actually going to acknowledge that for me?
Well, it's almost like, you know, this ongoing reminder of, as I catch myself going to judgment, as I, you know, find myself in a heaviness in the day, it's just like the demand then has that stand out a bit more and go, wait, something's off here. What is that? And is that my reality? No. What can I choose different right now? And it's interesting because in access consciousness, we have these incredible tools and questions, and they really are a gift to open up a space. And it's like the gift of not going to the conclusion or looking for the answer. You just move forward. You take the next step. But to begin to have the sense that, whoa, something's off. I'm not in the space of me. What am I making real here that isn't? So there's been like two particular occasions where I have really perceived, and one of them was I was headed to another, I was in the U.S. and I was headed to another state for a class. And in my head, I kept having thoughts about money and time and like trying to make sense. Should I do the trip? Should I not do the trip? And I played with that. I spent probably almost over a day until there was a moment that, whoa, this is not my reality. This about money and time is not my reality. What is true for me? What's going to create the most? Do I go? Do I not? I go. And life has become so much more easier in the sense that I'm not buying into the limitations of what seems so real. And this is where, you know, if you have listeners that are new to active consciousness, where it's like, okay, like, how do you do that? Doesn't make sense. And my invitation would be to begin to play with some of these tools and just see what shows up. I'm sharing with you all my recent kind of questions and change, but I'm clear more now than I was 10 years ago of what's true for me and what's not true for me. And it is this space of lightness that is more the space of me, that space of no judgment. And so the willingness to be brilliant is the willingness to be that no matter what shows up. And not judge myself and continue to ask questions. And so, yeah, I'm not sure if that quite answers what you were asking, but it's like those are some of the things that are showing up. Like things are standing out even more when they really aren't congruent with the lightness and the brilliance that I need.
I love that. And, you know, what I have seen, it's such a great example of, you know, what you put your attention on, what you focus on, that more of that shows up. So what right? What would you like to choose to put your attention on? Would you like to continue probably what, like, most of us have done most of our life, where you started off this conversation talking about, you know, how we tend to make ourselves wrong and we look for all the things we're not doing and looking for the fault? And, or would you like to now have the focus and the spotlight on things that you are, that you actually maybe are way more brilliant than you've ever acknowledged or given yourself any credit for? And then when you're doing that, you're fertilizing more of that energy.
Exactly. And I, you know, as I travel around the world and I look at, I mean, we live on a beautiful planet, and I keep asking, like, what contribution are we way beyond what we've ever considered? That it may be when you step out of the judgment of you, when you step into acknowledging what's right about you and the feelings of you, have gratitude for you, the planet will change. It will be different. And so it seems like, you know, just for me, kind of exercise, and it can be, but the impact is so much greater. And that's just something I know. And it's almost like this commitment I've made to myself. Like, if I'm saying I desire a greater planet, what am I choosing today? And, you know, it's almost that sense it's cruel now not to acknowledge your brilliance. It's cruel, and it's not contributing to the planet when you don't.
Wow. You know, so if you look at it that way, like, how actually, you know, how selfish are we being by not acknowledging the brilliance of ourselves as well as the brilliance of everyone around us? So, you know, and in changing that, you know, like, changing the way we look at people, the way we look at ourselves, like, what does that actually change in the entire planet?
Willingness to be brilliant. I do too. And so that willingness to be brilliant, it's almost like you just discover it every day. But it's that it really is, you know, beginning to shift the way we've been taught to function. You know, so many of us believe that you got to figure out what's wrong with you and what you need to fix in order for you to be great. You know, or, you know, you're a brilliant mother, or you're a brilliant, you know, friend, but what if you're just brilliant and it's not tied to anyone, you know, profession or role that you play? And, you know, as infinite beings, and it's like, you know, walking on this planet, it's like, it's amazing for me to see, as I walk, today I'm in Mexico City, and I've walked through many parts of the city and out to the parks, and to see a large percentage of people unhappy. A large percent of people just enduring life. And I was like, what would it be like if even, oh, let's say 5% changed that? So that sense of like, okay, what am I grateful for today? I have this incredible tree in front of me, and there's been wind today, and it has this sense of being alive. It's like, grateful for that. Grateful for, you know, the technology and the way that we get to communicate and bring these radio shows and different topics together when you're in any part of the world. And, you know, it's like there's this, an energy of that creates a different reality. So I would invite everybody listening, what is it about you? How are you different in the world? And what are you contributing way beyond what you imagined? And if nothing comes to mind, take a moment, maybe 5 minutes, and ask, what am I grateful for me right now?
What a great way to go to our first break, you guys. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hello, and welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. My guest today is Sylvia Puentes, and she shared a question right as we were going to the break, asking, what am I grateful for? And what am I grateful for myself? And in asking that, these are just questions I think most of us, certainly I did not grow up with these kind of conversations, Sylvia. What about you?
Yeah. No. No, not at all. If it was anything, you know, did you do that? Did you finish that? Why haven't you? And the wrong with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this question is so funny because so many people are willing to be grateful for others and other things. Mm-hmm. But when you turn it around to ask, what am I grateful for me for today? It's so different.
It really is. It gets you to this space of vulnerability with yourself that, you know, it's not something that we're used to doing. And so in that, when you look at what is that for you, so when you get to that uncomfortable place, so when you were asking that question and you said it's uncomfortable when you turn it to yourself, so what
yeah.
can people do if they are in that space of, okay, well, I kind of would like to do that, but I don't know what to do. And, you know, like, or run away screaming from even the idea of this. What suggestions and questions can you offer for them?
I think the first one is, you know, it really is going to be a choice because this is going to be, you know, when you're looking to change anything and you've been functioning a certain way, it's almost like you have to put something in place to remind yourself of this new possibility, this new, you know, it's almost like this new muscle. You know, you go to the gym, you're working up your abs, or even if you're doing a home show to do your abs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do it, you know, once, or you can do it a long time, but it's just part of, like, your muscles start to remember what that energy is, that it becomes more familiar, you could say. So I would invite people, I mean, you can try it for a week, you can take it on as a month, but really, what if every day you set an alarm on your phone, whatever works for you, whether it's in the morning, midday, or right mm-hmm. before you go to bed, and you ask yourself, what is the 3 things that I'm grateful for me today? If you want to add the other people in your life, great. Sometimes it's easier to start that way. If you have a child in your life, you can start with what you're grateful for them. You know, their smile this morning, you know, the fact that, you know, they took out the garbage without you reminding them, or, you know, the little note they left you in your car. So it's like, oh, you're grateful, you know, they're considerate and they did those things today. And then really that space that you're talking about, that you have that vulnerability to go, okay, if it's just for me, even if I just whisper it to myself, you don't have to tell anyone, what am I grateful for me? And do any, I mean, it could be anything. I'm grateful that, you know, I chose to buy myself flowers today. You know, I'm grateful that I took a longer shower and really just enjoyed the hot water on my body. You know, I'm grateful that, You know, I took the time to smile to that lady crossing the street. Whatever it is, it's not a, there's nothing that's right or wrong about whatever you're grateful for. It's just beginning to change the perspective and the way we're taught to function, from the wrongness of us to what's right about us and what am I grateful for. And if then the next night or the next day, you have to choose three new things. It cannot be the same thing. And it could be an action you did. Yes, exactly. But the game turns up. It could be an action. It could just be like, wow, I allowed myself a peaceful morning. No noise for a few hours. It could be, you know, all sorts of things. But it's like, if we don't start looking at what we're grateful for us, we cannot have that for other people. Not, I mean, yes, we can be grateful for other people, but what would change if you had it for you as well? So, you know, I invite people to play with that for a week, for a month, and just notice that things start to change. Because then it's like we're bombarded with things every day. I think about, you know, young people that, and, you know, us as adults as well, but, you know, you go to work, you go to school, you know, you have people in your life. And it's like, you know, when I think about teenagers especially, you know, they're already in so much judgment, you know, as they're growing and their body's changing and, you know, there's new choices they need to make. And my son's now 21, so I remember that moment for him. But it's like, you know, you're at home and you're running late, so you're already wrong. You're wrong because you're running late. Get to school and, you know, did you do your homework? And then you get to school and, you know, maybe you're late to class or you didn't complete an assignment and you're wrong again. And then you're with friends and you're wrong there because of what you said. And, you know, people start to separate from you. And then you might go to work, and then you're wrong there because, you know, you forgot a code on the computer. Who knows? But it's like there are very few hours in the day where we're surrounded by people that are grateful for us. Whether they say it out loud or not, there is an energy when you're with someone and they're receiving you and not judging you. So, you know, it's this gift that I don't know, I've acknowledged more in myself, and I share that with my son who's 21. And we have created a way different relationship, and we both live with way more gratitude for each other. So, you know, I invite people to take the note, and when it comes up, like, I don't know what I'm grateful for, you can go to the most simple things. It might be your eyelashes. It might be, you know, your hair. I mean, go to anything. I mean, it might seem ridiculous, but the next day you'll have another chance to come up with at least three more things.
Okay, you guys, challenge has been, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, a different word, and it's not coming to me, but, you know, the challenge has been laid out for us. So three things you're grateful for today, three different things tomorrow, and what if you did that every day for a month? Like, what would that really to be that, again, you know, when you're looking at for and in the space of gratitude, what that creates for you and for every single person around you is almost indescribable. The peace and the joy that it gives you. And when you earlier you said, and I wanted to circle back to this for a moment, you said you can't be in judgment and in gratitude at the same time. So would you explain that a little bit for somebody who that might be the first time they've heard that, and it's kind of like a, wait, hold on, what?
Well, it does kind of throw you for a loop because you're like, what? And this is where the power really of gratitude is so, so incredible. But think about if you have a spouse or a partner or even a friend that you may be judging, you know. It's interesting. Sometimes those people closest to us are, we're so much quicker to judge them. But they, you know, you're ranting and raving. You know, they were late. They didn't make it to the appointment, and they didn't pay the bill. And you know, there's that. That's a lot of judgment. Like really, where you're looking and focusing on where someone is wrong. So if you just switch that, and in that moment of that rage and upset. And if you're willing to let go of being right about that, because that's the other thing that'll stop you, you begin to look at your partner Yes. And look at them and just, you know, within yourself, you don't even have to say it out loud, and ask yourself, all right, here he is or here she is. What am I grateful for them about? And then you'll notice that space of vulnerability, that space of like, oh, yeah, I am grateful. You know, he makes me coffee every morning. Or he will offer, what can I help with? Or, you know, you'll begin to look at just a whole, like the other side of this. And judgment is so dominant everywhere. It really is. So this is where this invitation is, like, are you willing to be the change? Because when you, even if you don't say a word at all out loud, it starts to look at your partner from the space of gratitude, they will sense that. And well, then what you may say after that comes out of your mouth might still address what's going on, but it's going to have a whole different energy than it would have if you were coming from judgment.
Thank you. And what I got as you were talking, I just saw this whole ripple effect, you know, like you're throwing the pebble in the middle of the still pond, and then as it's rippling out, and it does overlap and infiltrate many, many different parts of our lives. So thank you so much for that. That was just a beautiful explanation of it. And it also got me thinking about how just a little bit of a shift in the way you react to something can make such a difference. And I'll give a quick example. My husband enjoys cooking, which is wonderful. And when he cooks, he uses like every square inch of the counter, and it looks like a bomb has gone off when he cooks. But it's just the way he creates. And I used to get really pissed off. Like, I would just, and I'd get passive aggressive, and then I was like, hold on. I realized one day, I heard myself, and I'm like, hold on a second. This man is actually cooking, you know, like, what are you doing? And so in that, I stopped myself, and I was like, all right, so you can get mad, you can help clean up, you cannot do anything and just let it be. Like, you have choice in how you're reacting to this, but what if you actually started being grateful for what he is doing? So, and I have a friend visiting right now, and he was creating one of his masterpieces yesterday, and he loves doing it, and especially when there's other people around. And I walked in the kitchen, and it was like a bomb had gone off again, and I just started laughing. And she comes in, she goes, what's so funny? She goes, oh my God, how do you not get mad? And I was like, well, I'll tell you, I used to. And then I realized what that was creating. And then, you know, why would he really want to go create a bunch of meals and everything when he's getting anger and criticism and judgment? Like, that's not kind to him or me or the household or even the food we're going to eat or anything. So, you know, it was really such a strong example to me of when you choose how you are reacting to a situation, and, you know, to now I just laugh about it. And I, like I said, I either go behind him and clean up, or I wait until later and then go in, or he cleans up, and it's just no longer this strife and struggle and upset between us. It's just like, oh my God, thank you so much for creating this amazing meal. How did I get so freaking lucky, right?
And that, I mean, when you're looking at, you know, creating a relationship, it's like, what's going to create the most?
Yeah.
You go and attack them for, you know, what they're doing wrong that they may never change. Or, you know, like you said, like beginning to look at the greatness of that, what he's choosing and what he gets to receive. So, beautiful example, Betsy. And this reminds me, too, right now, this sense of how we define brilliance. What is the brilliance of you as a willingness to change? Like, for your listeners that, you know, listen, it's like, if you're willing to change, that's a brilliance. You know, we think everybody on the planet is looking for change, and that's not the case. But what if that's one other part that makes you brilliant?
Oh,
and
I love
also
that question.
Willingness, yeah. And also the willingness to ask for something greater of you. What if that's the brilliance as well? Where you're willing to constantly change and ask for you to be greater every day. Not from the wrongness, just from the knowing that you can continue to choose greater and greater every day.
Mm. What a brilliant question. I love that. Okay. You know, and so in acknowledging, like, yeah, we desire to create greater and greater and greater and greater. And it's like there's no end in sight for that greatness that we desire to create for, in our own lives and for the world and for the people that we are so fortunate to work with and facilitate with. And it's not like there's a finite amount of the greatness and the brilliance that we can all choose and be.
Yeah. And, you know, this other energy area that I'd like to look at is also perhaps leaving people with a tool they may have heard of. And also, it's like, how do you go beyond judgment of yourself? Like, how do you go beyond, you know, your example was a great story of, like, choosing in the midst of maybe an upset something different, and that created a whole different relationship reality for both of you and your husband. But mm-hmm. in the sense of, you know, there's so many different energies we're aware of. Some people are so aware of so much that they won't leave their house because it's so intense.
So that's so true.
Judgment is, judgment is one of those energies that, you know, I recall my son, you know, there were certain people in the family he just wouldn't want to go say hi to. And, you know, I fell into the trap. You should go say hi to all your relatives. And yet really, you know, what I know different now is like, wow, what was he aware of? What was he aware of in that with that person or that energy there with that person that, you know, we don't always acknowledge kids. Like, they're not just being rude. They might actually have an awareness of something they can't put words to. But the sense of, you know, that judgment, when that comes up, it's really beginning to ask, what am I aware of? And truth, does this belong to me? Does this thought, does this feeling, does this emotion belong to me? Because oftentimes we're so aware that we are picking up other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in an apartment here in Mexico City, and, you know, there's a moment where, you know, everybody's home and different energies are going through. And so, you know, this is where it's almost like training yourself to question every thought, every feeling and emotion by asking, truth, does this belong to me? Because it might not be yours. And I get there's so many people living their life in reaction and resistance or alignment and agreement of everything they're perceiving that's not even theirs. So if you want to set yourself free, try that tool and just continue to ask for every thought, feelings, and emotions, like, who does this belong to? And anywhere you think it's a lie that you are a lightness, that the space of you, the lightness, the joy isn't true, will you please let that go? And Beth, I don't know if you guys do clearings on here.
We do.
One of the things, awesome, because I guess this is one of the things that makes access so different as well is, you know, this clearing statement, and maybe we'll share more about that when we come back.
Yes. Second break time, guys. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thanks for listening.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jazzy music, the intro, so fun. Oh, imperfect brilliance, you guys. I'm like,
you know what I was thinking? The same bopping. Thing.
Just bopping
the
along
lightness
here.
Of that tune.
So
and
I love
the title of
say,
your show.
Pardon me?
Go ahead, Betsy. I just love the title of your show, Imperfect Brilliance. Like, it's not about getting it correct and perfect. It's like, where can we have fun? And enjoying the unique brilliance we be. So I love it. Imperfect brilliance.
So true. So true. And, you know, our time is really flying by today. And I would like to take a moment before the end of the show and have people, if they would like to find out more about you, do you have a website and how can people find you?
Well, I've had a couple websites.
Okay.
One under construction. I've got to play with many websites. And
nice.
You can always find me on the Access Consciousness website. I'm one of the facilitators there. I play a lot on Facebook and Instagram. So that's Sylvia with a Y, Puentes, Puentes. I have a YouTube channel. We've actually separated it. So I speak Spanish, so there's a lot of things that I do in Spanish. But Donald, there's also a channel in English. So, I, you know, if I can invite you guys, if there is, you'd like to have more of your brilliance, there's different classes that I facilitate, and one of them is Right Voice for You. And again, it's this energy of like acknowledging, you know, kind of the rightness of you, but not from right being perfect and not wrong, but really of acknowledging what's true for you, that when you are being more of you, there is an irresistible pull of energy with everything you're creating. So I'll be facilitating that 3-day Right Voice for You class in Paris. So grateful, so fun. This coming month in March, I'll be there from the 6th to the 8th. And then I'm headed to Mumbai, India, in May.
Oh!
Yes, and another new class that I'm facilitating, and there's many of them that I do online and live, but it still matches the energy of what we're talking about today. It's called Business and Difference. I just completed a 3-day class with an awesome facilitator, Heather Nichols, here in Mexico City. And it was magical in so many ways, but it does. This class, these 3 days, is really acknowledging the brilliance of you and how you be in the world, how you do business different. That when you can acknowledge that and have more of that, you will create something so different than what's existed on the planet. So Heather and I are going to co-facilitate again in November out in Italy on a beautiful castle, Casa Borbone. So we're looking at November 11th, 12th, and 13th, I believe. So many adventures in different parts of the world. So they can find me there and many of the things that I love to.
That's so fun. And, yes, she is on Facebook. So fun. And, you know, Sylvia is also, she hosts a lot of classes and she helps run a lot of things with Access, so you might find her in a class as well in that capacity. And also, if you guys, so you can find her on Facebook, and you can always reach out to me if you can't remember anything that we just talked about. And my website is creatingyumminess.com, and my email, I'm on Facebook, of course, as well, and my email is accessbetsy@gmail.com, and it's BETSY. So you guys are welcome to reach out to me. I've got a bunch of classes coming up as well and some different things
We have a lot of archives. Check out Sylvia's YouTube channel, and I thank you for mentioning that you also do speak Spanish. So I was going to mention that, so thank you for that. And so our conversation today is really, we've kind of gone all over the place, and at the same time, they're all such amazing components to the topic of acknowledging your brilliance and then what that brings into your world and everyone else's world. And you were talking about, I wrote it down so I didn't want to forget because we were going to break. How do I go beyond judgment of myself? And I think you might have had a little bit more to talk about there.
Yes. And this is one of the things that I know, that as we eliminate judgment out of a world, again, I'm looking at what makes life worth living for me? It's really creating a greater planet and a sustainable planet. And when you eliminate judgment from your world, you are creating a greater world. So for me, it's another one of those things where it's like, okay, what can I put in place to remind myself or to choose something different in the moments where I'm judging me, my body, what I've done, not done, all the things that come up through the day. And, one of the ones that I shared throughout our call was, what's right about me I'm not getting, and what's right about this I'm not getting. And it's almost like it turns judgment on its head, because we still want to go in the wrongness and think if we beat ourselves up enough, things will change. And what if that's been one of the big lies we bought into? What if you shift the energy to look at what's right about this rather than what's wrong about it? We're all really good at looking at that, but now it's like, okay, what's right about this, whatever the situation may be? All right, you kind of just be the space, drop your barrier, and go, wow, what have I not been willing to see here? What's right about this thing showing up with my son right now? All right, and maybe nothing comes to mind right away, and maybe something does, but just the question alone shifts the energy. It has your attention go somewhere else. And many people think, am I going to miss sight on what I need to change? It's like, no, you won't. You'll actually have more awareness of what change you can choose that will create greater.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to say, the first time I heard that question, it really kind of stopped me in my tracks, because I was like, nobody ever asked that, what's right about this or what's right about me? Because, like you said, it's always what's wrong with this situation? How can I fix it? What can I do to... But to say what is actually right about this is like, wait, what? And
exactly.
<Huh? laughs> and I remember the first, I asked somebody who had never played with any of the tools or anything, and I asked him that question, and he stopped and did a literal double take with his head, and he was like, what did you just say? And it's like, what is right about this that we're not getting? And he's like, he just starts laughing. He's like, oh, my God, I've never heard that before. He goes, what is right about this? And it just shifted his mood, because he was mad and frustrated and all these different things. And then he just starts laughing and laughing and laughing. He's like, oh, maybe it's not as flawless as I was making it out to be. It was really fun to see that, how quickly it can change.
And this is where, sometimes we think that a question won't change things, and yet that might be one of your greatest tools. So a question like, what's right about this? Again, it's going to shift your perspective. What's right about me I'm not getting? You may begin to look at what's right about you, step out of judgment, and then have a space to respond to the situation, to look at what else you can choose. But not from judgment, because when you have judgment in your world, you cannot change things. Mm. You'll only be creating more of the same. And I say take the little steps you need to take to choose that today. And if you do judge yourself a lot, okay, I judge myself a lot. Like, it's that sense of not judging you for even judging. It's really, if we're going to change the planet, it really is going to be next step, next step, next step.
So true, and it's certainly not going to be perfect.
and there's going to be a lot of things, bumps and jolts and bump, you know, bruises along the way. And, you know, are you, and you're willing to do that and be that, and then be the catalyst that you truly be. And that's a piece that I would love to talk about a little bit here, you know, with acknowledging the brilliance of you. And how does that play into the piece of acknowledging the catalyst that you are, that I don't think most people look at?
And this is like also how many definitions or conclusions do we have about what a catalyst is, what a leader is, that when you begin to just look at, okay, I mean, if we just look at your day-to-day, just take a moment, Betsy, maybe you and I play with it. But what did you choose today that contributed to a greater planet? What did you choose today that contributed to one person having a different type of day? What did you choose? I look at my day. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's such a beautiful question.
Yeah, and we overlook at the little things we're choosing that might have contributed to someone or the planet. And, you know, today, something I did different. I work at all hours of the day and night. I really do. It's fun for me. And, you know, we work for an international company, so someone's always awake. There's always someone to respond to. I'm always behind at what I need to do.
Yeah, and somebody is always awake. That is for sure.
Yes. So, I work throughout the morning, early morning, fell asleep when I take my nap. And then I woke up, and I had a level of kindness with me and my body this morning that was so different than I've had before. Mm. Not that I was being lazy, not that I wasn't working, but I actually honored me and my body and gave myself an hour in the morning. And I found myself wanting to rush to my computer, rush to my phone, and I thought, okay, is there anything I need to address right now? Or can I give, you know, like really being aware as well, like, you know, can I give myself an hour? Is there something that needs to be addressed right now? So sometimes there is. Sometimes there's a quick response or an action that's required in the moment, and there wasn't. Mm-hmm. It really was like, I have the space. I went for a short walk. And I had all these things went through my head about not giving myself that walk. I allowed myself to find a very warm spot in my apartment to just enjoy the sun. And in between that, you know, I did laundry. I took care of something. But there was this peaceful caring that I gave myself that was so different. And someone might say, oh, well, what a waste of time, or, oh, well, how did that contribute? But what if it's choices like that I'm noticing where it contributes to everything else I choose the rest of the day. It's contributing to my business. It's contributing to the other, you know, million things I still have to complete. And yet it could be easily overlooked. It is not something that I choose very often because I do like to do. As crazy as it sounds. So to have that space and caring for me is something that I chose different today. What about you, Betsy?
Uh-oh, she's putting me on the spot. Uh-oh, what was the question?
But we call it putting ourselves on the spot. And this is, if the listeners are, you know, kind of don't have anything
right.
on, it's okay. But it's really like, what did you choose today that contributed to someone or to you and your body, you know, greater world, but this is where, like, it's got the energy of gratitude for you, what's right about you. And it could have been simply, like, you added flowers to your living room. I mean.
Love it.
You know,
oh, gosh. So, you must be psychic because I did get some flowers to my house today. when Dan was out, he's like, would you like anything? I said, yeah, actually, would you pick up some flowers? And it just made my day to brighten that up. And. You know, I also facilitated. I got to facilitate a chapter in a book club today, and it lit me up. I love it so much, and that, you know, that was just so generative for me, and it reminded me of how much I love
love, contributing to people, and facilitating. So those were a couple things yes. that I did for me today.
Yes. And then again, it almost seems like we overlook those things. Like, you know,
yes.
I bought flowers for myself today. And it's just like, what have we overlooked that if we were to acknowledge would add more of that energy in our lives and in the world? How does it get any better? And what else can we choose? And what difference are we? What brilliance are we that we've been resisting and being acknowledging?
I love you asking that question as, you know, we're wrapping up the hour here, you guys, and I'm so grateful for this conversation and, you know, how much more can we all acknowledge our brilliance and the brilliance of everyone around us. Sylvia, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm so, so grateful.
You're so welcome, Betsy, and I hope to see you in person real soon.
I'm sure I get to hug you soon. Have a great week, everybody. Sylvia Pontes, thank you so much for being with us today. Bye, everybody. Bye.